AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With a deadline for reaching an agreement just a couple of days away, negotiations continue in Vienna on an Iranian nuclear agreement.
Secretary of State John Kerry says there has been progress in the nuclear negotiations with Iran, but they still have a ways to go.
If hard choices get made in the next couple of days and made quickly, we could get an agreement this week.
Kerry cautions that if those choices are not made,
President Obama has always said we'd be prepared to walk away. It's not what anybody wants. We want to get an agreement.
The U.S., its five partners, and Iran face a Tuesday deadline to reach a deal. I'm Tim McGuire.
The polls are closed in Greece, and officials are tallying the votes on a referendum on whether that country should accept more austerity measures. The Greek finance minister tells ABC's This Week he wants the no vote to win.
I believe that the only way of putting together a viable deal, a deal which is mutually beneficial for us and for Europe, and for the rest of the global economy for that matter, is with a no.
The Interior Ministry is now projecting more than 61% of the voters will reject the austerity measures. It's been a deadly 4th of July weekend in Chicago. Three people were killed in shootings overnight, including a 7-year-old boy. That boy had been celebrating with his family when he was shot. Police have shot and killed a man armed with a rifle who gunned down another person early today in the lobby of a hotel in Austin, Texas. Police say the man pointed the gun at the officers and they chased him. He reportedly had fired several shots inside that hotel. A deck at a rented beach house in North Carolina collapsed when a group of people gathered there for a family photo. At least 14 people were hurt, including two who are in critical condition. A wildfire that was sparked last night near Vacaville, California, has burned more than 300 acres and is threatening homes in the area. High winds and dry conditions are hampering efforts to slow the spread of the fire. 100 people have been evacuated. This is AP Radio News. There were cheers outside a church on a royal estate in Britain today as Prince William and his wife Kate arrived with their son George and daughter Charlotte for the baby's christening. This is only the second time Britain's little princess has been seen in public since she was born on May 2nd. America's women's team is gearing up for tonight's World Cup final in Vancouver. That team has been playing strong, something midfielder Carly Lloyd says has to continue against Japan.
I think we have really good momentum. I think we also have really good confidence within our group. But I also think that we need to raise our game as well. This is the final. This is where you put everything on the line. There's no holding back. There's no reserving energy. It's full throttle.
The 4th of July holiday did not turn out well for Terminator Genesis or Magic Mike XXL.
I wish we had known you guys back in our day.
Well, I'd say it's still your day, ma'am.
They finished behind Jurassic World and Inside Out at the holiday box office. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.